Hello, beautiful people. I am back, and welcome to the next episode of Late with Nate. Welcome to episode 2. I am really excited. I got a really healthy response to our first episode. So I'm really happy about that. I'm really excited. And here's to another night of random shit. Today I just wanted to talk about being grateful. I know last night I talked about was hand tattoos. And I think I ran out of time on here. Because that thing was like, bye. It was like, bye, I'm out of here. But it cut off at the like perfect time. Because I was like literally wrapping it up. And I was talking about just, you know, random bullshit. So, it was nice. Like, it wrapped it up pretty cute. But I just wanted to say that today I wanted to just talk about, like, stuff that we take for granted. Like, there's this actress named Diane Carroll. And I just realized that her birthday was July 17th. My birthday is July 22nd. So we're not only the same sign, but we're also close in birthdays. And, I just have learned after like almost 3 years after her death, how much of a miraculous, actress she was. She was just simply breathtaking. In her words, she was the first black bitch on television. And I think that was so cute. That was one of the first scenes that I saw of her. She was in an interview, and she was talking about her first scene as, like, you know, the bad guy, being a black woman back then, you know. Back then, you know, they were supposed to play, you know, the happy roles and the plain roles and the stand behind the white man type roles. And she was like, no, I am the queen bee of my generation, you know. And I really think, I just have more profound respect for her when I found out she was a cancer. Because, you know, when you hear about cancers, we're the softies of the group. We the emotional. So when you think about emotions, you think weak, you think soft, you think, oh, they don't have a backbone. And it was just nice to see, her strength. And her perseverance through her career, like how she was so hopeful and optimistic in her marriages, and she had the best outlook on her husbands, you know, and the almost hopeful optimism that I have as a young age, she still held that. In her last marriage, and she still held that, you know, that young spirit of believing in love and looking in the best in people. And I just really thought that was sweet, because later on, I just found out that her birthday was, you know, really, really close to mine. And I just thought, wow, like, to see your own representation of your own personality, you know, through something, through another person, you know, it's almost like, on a more personal level, how I feel about, college. I was just telling my, college professor, the legendary Miss Keela Carson. She was my mentor, my teacher, and a really close person that I connected with because we were both brown and we have dreadlocks and we're both cancers and we both are in the radio and television industry and we have passion and we're shy and we're full of mystery. And, you know, and I really connected with her. I really saw a lot of self-identification. And I ended up telling her that recently on Facebook because I just, you know, when I was younger in college, I was going through so much, you know, with, you know, how it is in your early 20s. You lose a lot, you learn a lot. And shit, I'm still losing and learning, but it's all right because I found myself, I got myself, and I'm all right. I'm still kicking, but I made sure, which leads to my main point of being grateful. I just want to be grateful for things while I'm young, you know. I don't want to look back at my life and be like, oh, I didn't give a crap about it until, you know, I was 80 years old on my way out the door, you know, something like that. I don't want to be that way. So I appreciate being myself because I was able to look back almost about half a decade now. And I looked back and I said, you know, thank you, because you know I seemed really distracted. I was talking to my teacher on Facebook. I was like, I know I seemed really distracted. And back then, I was going through a lot of my life. But I wanted to say thank you because you made a really positive impact on my life. And, you know, I still messaged her and we still talk today. And I just think that's really neat. Like, she'll still, like, message me and be like, you know, happy birthday. You know, you work with a million different students over your career, but you took the time to remember me, you know, and I really fucking appreciate that. Because I got people that I grew up with that I knew that was blood and they don't fuck with me. And here you are, just, you know, literally a living legend, a local icon, and you remember little old me, you know, just a little student. You know, nobody. So I think that is why I am so deep and sensual, because you really do have to appreciate things, you know. Like, don't look back at it 50, 70 years later and be like, oh, I wish I could. Like, no, I'm gonna thank these people now. I'm gonna be emotional now. I'm gonna speak my heart now, because you might not get a chance later. So that's what I really wanted to talk about. Like, be grateful, guys. It's a lot going on in the world, and it's really important that we stay rooted, we stay focused. You know what I mean? Like, don't let all the darkness and the negativity get you down, because it's another fucker out there, you know? And it ain't just about COVID no more. It's just life. Shit. The COVID just the little sprinkles on the cake. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people need to realize that life is way more important than just waking up every day. Like, it's way deeper than that. Like, it matters how you wake up. It matters how you feel. It matters how you carry yourself during the day. Like, it matters that you upset all day, or you all week, or all month, or all year. You know, or 4 years. Like, it's important that people, you know, stop and smell the roses sometimes. You know, look at the good stuff while you mad. Like, that was another thing I was talking about yesterday. Remember, like, don't be in a situation where you think it's just all bad, because it's not. And all bad is you dead, you in the ground, you don't have no mercy, you just, it's all done. If you breathing, if you got consciousness to know how to get out and know what to do to better yourself and everything else, then that's what you focus on. You know, you don't focus on, oh, well, this shit happening or that shit happening. You focus on the things that work for you during the hard time, because those are going to be the things that help you get through it. But if you bitch or complain the whole time, you're not going to be able to get through it. So, it's like when you're sick. What are the things you're supposed to do? You're supposed to get up. You're supposed to drink some water. You're actually supposed to exercise a little bit to get your blood pumping. Get some strength in your muscles and your bones. You're supposed to eat something. But what do you don't want? None of what I just said, you know? So, it's like with life. Don't. Like, I know a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now. Don't make it worse by being negative, because it's only going to make that backpack on your shoulder, those boulders you holding up, it's just going to make that shit heavier, you know. And I know it's hard, honey, because I'm not a very cynical person, because I know some dark-ass people, and I know people who can be dark. I'm just really, like, worst-case scenario, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. Like, oh my God, this could happen, this could happen. But I don't wish ill, because, honey, one, I'm too lazy, and two, it's just not in me to be evil. Like, I can be evil when I need to be, but it's not, like, an initial thing. Like, yeah, I'm on this bitch to fuck shit up. Like, nah, that ain't my mission. You know what I mean? So, take a breather, you know, take a break from work, go on vacation, take a shot, smoke a blunt, pray, call your family, go to the forest and paint, go bowling. Spend time with your kids. Do things that make you happy. You know, there's always something while you going through some bullshit that's gonna bring you joy. Like my dogs. Honestly, doing this podcast is really helpful, because if I stick with it and keep making episodes and keep doing more work, then it's gonna grow, it's gonna get better. And I just want people to understand something. I know a lot of time as influencers and people that do entertainment, it looks like we have our shit together. You know, it looks like, oh my God, they look so cool up there, they look so happy. We are living and learning just with you. You know what I mean? I'm living and learning just like you are. We all in this shit together. The problem is we come from different backgrounds. And depending on how you came, how you grew up, determines how you view people and view the world. And sometimes it's really shitty, because sometimes you don't have a really good foundation. But our main thing in this lifetime is to figure out who we are as individuals. That's what separates us from children to adults. Like, if you still listening to everybody, and I'm talking about myself, because, honey, I used to do that. So when I say this, I'm not saying this to talk shit about people or say, oh, people ain't shit, because I used to be a doormat. Used to be a doormat. Not anymore. But that's why I lost a lot of people, because I set up boundaries. I set up respect for myself. And you know what? It's lonely a little bit, but it's all right, because I know I'm setting my life up for the good part, for the happy times, for the good times. You know what I mean? So I ain't worried about it, because I know I'm setting my life up for good energy and positive stuff. And I really just want people to understand that, yes, we do have to handle our battles alone, but you're not alone. If that makes sense. You know, it's okay. I want people to understand that it's okay. You're gonna get through it. And when you do, you're gonna be happier. You're gonna know why you went through what you went through and why you went through it so long. And you're gonna appreciate the process, because that's all life is, honey. It's a process. And in paraphrasing of what Miss Diane Carroll said, you can either cry about it and fold, or you can understand that it's all up to you. Nobody is going to be here for you but you. And I know it sounds a little harsh, but when I say that, it doesn't mean you have to do everything right away. It just means you have to put in the work, you know? And I think what people don't realize is that when you get older and you really have to be an adult and you don't have all those fake friends around you and all that support to cushion you when you fuck up, that's the part that you need to focus on. But what do? We fill it with sex and other hobbies and people, money. And we never really work on ourselves. And I used to beat myself up. I'd say, why am I so flawed? Why am I always paying attention to every little detail? Because you care about yourself. You know, I don't want to be 40 and look back at myself and say, I don't love myself. I'm still going through it. Honey, by the time I'm 30, I want to be done with this stuff. I want to be on a new chapter, focusing on something bigger and better. You know, maybe for some dick, you know what I'm saying? If I'm lucky, but that's not the point. That's not the point. You know, because that's what got me in my life and lessons right now. Real talk. But that wasn't the only thing. I mean, honestly, I was going through life lessons anyway. I just put a little extra workload. No pun intended. I'm fucking stupid, yo. But in conclusion to what I'm all trying to say is, stop and smell the roses, people. Remember the good in between the bad. And appreciate people while you're young and while they're living. Because I know I am, you know. I know I'm gonna make that effort to anyway. And I'm always gonna be like that, like you better speak your heart. You better, you know, it always weighs heavy on me. It's not one of those things where I can just be like, oh, I don't need to say it. Like, I really wanna say it. I really feel that way. You know, so I feel like that's necessary to do. Like, self-expression is important. You know, you can make your jokes and say what you want to say about it, but at the end of the day, it's better than being mad and having all those compressed feelings, and you can't, you know, be yourself. You know, because I love this. This is like really, in a way for me, it's like therapeutic. because I never take the time to really listen to myself and like know that if you took the time to listen to yourself, you relate to a lot of people. But in the end, a lot of loners just think, oh, they're alone, nobody gets them, nobody understands what's going on, you know? So I just be having these little self-reflections all the time. Like, it just is, it helps me stay focused, you know? Helps me stay focused. Hold on real quick while I light up, because after all, I mean, this is Stony Adventures, but I be trying to be like respectful when I smoke, so you guys don't hear it, but I think it'd be in the audio sometime. Hold on. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know all of what the fuck I was talking about last night at the end. Like, last night's episode was, I mean, towards the end, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. I remember what it was about, but like the end part, no. I remember about the hand tattoos, but other than that, absolutely not. But I really do want to get a hand tattoo, so somebody let me know what to get. Like, give me ideas. Nothing too actually I don't know, just do it. Because I'll probably come across something that I wouldn't normally want, but actually, like, that's how I be sometimes. So. Oh, another thing that I want to talk about. I try not to get a little political, but it was just something that was kind of heavy on my heart, so I thought I'd talk about it. Now, again, like I said in last night's episode, I do not care if you are vaccinated or not vaccinated. The thing that I care about is, are you taking the precautions to stay healthy? You know? Because if you're doing that, you won't get sick. Because if I'm not mistaken, there was this, basically this thing out today, talking about that people that got the, the virus, like got the shot and the booster and stuff, are basically testing positive for COVID. And there's a new strand of the virus going around right now. And they're waiting on the next booster to clear up the patients who have shown up positive for COVID after taking the shot. And I just think that that's kind of funny, because they were trying to like threaten like unvaccinated people like myself about the fact that Unvaccinated people are not vaccinated, so they're putting the entire country at risk. And yet, people who got the vaccine and got the boosters, potentially and most definitely, will test positive for COVID. In addition to the new virus that's out there, that non-vaccinated and vaccinated people are exposed to. Because again, it don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? And if people who got the virus are still testing positive for COVID, then, and there's new strands of COVID out, then who is really safe here? You know what I mean? Like, you trying to make a point about not being vaccinated, and yet you got COVID and you are vaccinated. So that's the shit that be getting me. I don't really speak on this political stuff because I really think it's just another way to divide people, you know, because we're starting to wake up to the race war and stuff with all the interracial dating and people just like not with it, with all the bullshit. Like, yes, there's still a lot of racism, and that's literally the backbone of the country, unfortunately, you know. But we are still in an age of growth and moving forward. So, you know, I just feel like this is just another way for people to be divided. You know, it's like talking about Democrats and Republicans, blue and red, left and right, up and down, you know, north, south, east, west. It's always a competition, you know. So, I don't know. I think people just need to wash their motherfucking hands. If you're around, if you coughing and shit, stay your ass home. Like, the fuck? Don't be coming to work if you throwing up and coughing and you can't smell shit. Like, period. Like, I don't get it. Don't go to fucking parties drinking and smoking off random niggas, getting high and drunk, and then wondering why you come home sick. Like, I just don't understand this. Like, some of this stuff is just common sense. Because, I mean, let's face the facts. The virus came out in November of 2019. It's been out for almost it's been out for over 2 years now. And there are people that still have not gotten sick. You know what I'm saying? And they still go to work. They still wear their mask. They still wash their hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand what people are tripping about. Like, a lot of this stuff, the main outbreaks that happened were people that went to, like, spring break, flew over the seas, different countries, different states. You drinking and smoking, and, like, that was the problem. If you just mind your business and live your life, you're not dying. You know what I mean? And in some situations are poor living arrangements, poor working conditions. So it causes you to be around and exposed to people that have it. You know what I'm saying? If your neighborhood fucked up and everybody poor, and then nobody got enough money, well, guess what? Y'all prone to get sick. And if y'all all sick on the same block, then you prone to get it at some point going to the grocery store or going to your job, because you gotta walk past whatchamacallit to go here, and you gotta go past this to go here, and you gotta go here to go, you know. So that would be the thing for me. Like, just have common sense. Now, for the people, like the elderly people or babies, yeah, they can't help that shit because they have weaker immune systems. So that's why I said people who aren't vaccinated need to have fucking common sense. Like myself, I'm still healthy. Knock on wood, bitch, because I'm going to stay that way. Been that way before COVID, gonna be that way after COVID. Cause we done had a bunch of fucking outbreaks of this, that, and the third that then came and went. Okay? Everybody was just freaking out about Ebola during Obama's administration. With all that bullshit. And now we ain't even talking about it no more. So, if everybody just do their part, social distancing, wear your mask, stay home if you're sick, stay away from people who are, don't be in large crowds, don't drink and smoke off people, don't go to random places, don't travel super, super far without cleaning and staying hygienic. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of this stuff is common sense. So, that was another thing that I just wanted to give to being grateful and just living life, because, you know, all jokes aside to everything, this life is really random and complicated, but you can also simplify some parts of it if you just have common sense. You know, the amount of people that are still dying or getting sick for that matter is ridiculous. And the fact that there's all these scare tactics about new viruses or turning people against each other, that's not what this is about. This isn't about forcing you to do something. It's about, we're all on the same planet. There are germs that are killing us off, and we need to stay clean, period. And if you ain't tip-top shape, social distance yourself. But what do people do? They be sick and they go out in public. That's the problem. You know you sick and you go out in public and you infect everybody else. Because apparently, if you even got the shot, you could still test positive for COVID. So that means that you're technically sick too. So should you be social distancing? I think so. I think anybody else that said you was positive, tested positive for COVID, should social distance. And then guess what? When they get that booster and it clears up or whatever else, then they'll be able to go back outside and come back around. Like, I just, as adults, this should not be this complicated. Because I'm going to tell you something right now, I don't hear any third world countries having any problem about COVID. I don't hear any third world countries coming over here talking about, oh my God, la 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 la. We the only ones that's freaking out about this. We don't understand how to wash our hands, social distance ourselves. Like, I don't get it, you know? And if you don't care about yourself, think about the people you love. Think about the nigga you fucking. Think about your kids. Think about your grandma. Think about your mama. Think about your cousin. Think about Auntie Keisha. Like, think about Uncle Ray. Think about, you know, you just have some fucking common sense, period. Like, That's not even getting political. That's just having common sense. Cause like literally, if we don't nip this in the bud and really come together as people, we still gonna be dealing with this shit generations to come. And that's really sad. You know, that's really sad. I'm just thinking about the kids, you know. They so young and shit. I was just worried about not getting my ass beat for wearing braces or, you know, being a dork. Now we gotta worry about the babies getting sick, going to school, you know, and shit. All I was worried about was going to the bathroom or not being able to go to the bathroom because you didn't have a hall pass. Y'all remember that? Oh my God. Those were fucking dumb. Couldn't go to the fucking bathroom because you had no hard pass. I wish it reached, but I used to get in trouble so much for that. I used to go and like I would have to go to the bathroom. Like we would eat lunch, right? And then I'd be cool, I'd be fine. And then I'm like, oh shit, it's time for our next class, then I gotta go to the bathroom. Now I'm sitting there like, okay. I'm like, this is Thompson, can I go to the bathroom? And she like, why didn't you go at lunch? And I'm thinking in the back of my head, cause bitch, I have to go at fucking lunch. I gotta go now. But I'm thinking like, no, just be polite, just be polite, just say, I didn't have to go. And so she says, well, someone else is already out and they have the hall pass, so you'll have to wait. And sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, I will wait. I will chill out. I would wait. But then I remember one time I was like, girl, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I'm about to go. And I left out and she called the principal and she tried to get me in trouble. And I was like, girl, you is not gonna get me in trouble. I will tell the teacher all the bullshit that you was doing this whole week, yelling at people, cursing, you know what I'm saying? And I told her I was gonna expose her and she was all like, And we ain't talked about it ever since. And I was like, oh, silence. That's funny. And when I have to go to the bathroom after that, we ain't had no more problems. And I was like, nip tight in the motherfucking bud. Now let me take my ass to the motherfucking bathroom. Shit. Cause it was like, come on now, I'm not about to sit here and piss myself just because you want to be smart. Like she was like, oh, you should have went at lunch. I don't even have to get to the bathroom. And I'm like, girl, just because you got a little uterus and a small urethra, okay, don't mean that I do, like, my tank is full, okay? So I need to empty, period. Okay, I was just irritated because it was like they really tried to boss us around because they was mad because they had to be teachers. Like, didn't nobody tell you to work, do this job? You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. Now, I know what you're thinking. Like, how you gonna do that when you was just talking about your teacher? That's different because she's a college teacher. We was like high school students and like immature. And I was like the best of the worst in there. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I was a troublemaker a little bit. But I wasn't really trying to start stuff. I was like an instigator. Like, I added to the flame after it already started. You know? So it was like, I wasn't a fighter. I wasn't a fire starter. You know? So it wasn't all that bad. But most of the time, I was just quiet. Because, honey, I was just trying to fucking pass my grades. And I did decent in high school. For the most part. But I still ended up I didn't drop out. I ended up dropping out and then getting homeschooled. And then I ended up getting my GED. Because that didn't work out. The homeschooling didn't work out. And then I got my GED and I passed. And then I went to college. So, I feel better because, I mean, I did stuff my way. And I really am upset that I didn't get a high school diploma. But I turned that around by getting a college degree because I was like, you know what? It's just something about this GED that's just not sitting right with me. So I was like, let me get a college diploma so now I can look at that and say, okay, you did that. You made it. You made up for that little bump in the road you had earlier, you know? But that goes to show, you know, you appreciate school later on in life than you did in the beginning. Because, like, when we was kids, honey, we just went there because our mama drove us there. But see, when you go to college and you paying for that shit. And then also because, on real shit, also because, like, when you go to college, you, for the most part, you go to learn something you actually want to learn. So you take it more serious. And then you value it a little bit more because, like, you an adult, you older. You looking at life a little bit differently. You know what I mean? So, that's it. I mean, at least for me. Because I know some people that be in college and you still be, like, clowning. But not everything is like the fucking movie show. I mean, people still be partying and fucking and sucking, but it don't always be that, like, disrespectful stuff that you be seeing, like, where they be clowning the teachers and shit. Like, nah, because if y'all did that type of shit, y'all would get expelled and wouldn't be able to do shit at that fucking college. So. But I think, what was I fucking talking about beforehand? I was talking about not being able to go to the bathroom, college. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh my god, it's been 42 minutes already. I think they're gonna cut me off in about like 10 minutes. I'm not sure. Cause like last time I was talking, like last episode, and I swear to God, we was talking and it just cut me off. But it cut me off at a good spot, so I wasn't even mad. I wasn't even salty. But this episode was a little preachy. Last episode was a little bit more. And, but I guess I just wanted to be, I didn't want to be political. I just wanted to give people a perspective. I don't ever want to say advice because I don't want to feel like, I'm telling somebody what to do. Because, honey, me trying to tell somebody what to do is, like, stupid. I'm still living and learning, so I can't tell you what to do. But, you know, I can give you a perspective on something, and maybe you'll take the advice or maybe you won't, and it don't matter. But as long as I got my point across, you know, I'm doing my part. But yeah, I really do enjoy this, and I hope that you guys grow to love this as well and love my page. Because I'm actually appreciating this little, like, self journey I'm going on. I spent so much time like not liking who I was and liking who I wanted to be, and now I'm actually like, okay, Nate, you ain't so bad. You never was. You know, you are Nate the Great, and you've been you've been manifesting that since you was 8. Like, that was a thing. It was a little song from like the good parts of my childhood. Me and my mom were at the grocery store, and we were waiting in line, and I was getting bored. And it was like, it was my 8th birthday was coming up, and we just started doing this little dance. And my mom was like, Nate the Great, about to be 8. Nate the Great, about to be 8. And I was like, oh, that really go together.